You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Thursday, July 29, 2021. Waiting for the gas. Mexico's Salina Cruz LNG project targets Latin American buyers. Published by Housley Carr. Just a few years ago, Mexico was focused on importing LNG to help meet its natural gas needs, especially in parts of the country far from Permian and other U.S. supplies. Lately, though, most of the talk about LNG in Mexico has been about liquefaction and/or exporting, not importing and regasifying, as evidenced by a final investment decision on the Energía Costa Azul liquefaction project in Baja California and progress on Mexico Pacific Limited's liquefaction export project in Mexico's Sonora state. Both projects are aimed squarely at Asian markets, but yet another prospective LNG project south of the border is targeting bunkering, transportation, and industrial markets for natural gas along the Pacific side of Latin America, from Mexico itself down to Ecuador. In today's blog, we discuss plans for what could be Mexico's third major liquefaction project, this one aimed at both domestic and export markets. It should be said up front more often than not, developing an LNG export facility is an endeavor fraught with uncertainty, challenges, and setbacks. As we see it after years of tracking prospective North American projects, it takes nothing less than an alignment of the stars, and maybe a smidgen of luck, for a project to proceed from concept to FID construction and operation. For proof, see our recent Only the Strong Survive blog series, which looks at what we consider to be the eight larger LNG export projects most likely to advance in the next year or two, and the characteristics that set them apart. In that same series, we also noted that only one North American project has achieved FID since COVID-19 upended the international LNG market in the spring of 2020, Sempra Energy's Energía Costa Azul, or ECA, project in Mexico's Baja California region, which reached that critical milestone last November. The ECA project, which we discussed in detail in our blog called Closer, has a lot going for it. Among other things, ECA's 3.25 million ton per annum, or 450 million cubic feet per day liquefaction plant is being built at the site of Sempra's LNG import terminal in Ensenada, so the facility already has the docks it will need, as well as most of the pipeline interconnections that will enable it to receive natural gas from the Permian and other sources. Further, Sempra has lined up 20-year sales and purchase agreements, or SPAs, with Mitsui & Company in total for 2.5 thousand tons per annum of the project's capacity. ECA's biggest plus, though, may be its location on the Pacific side of Mexico, which means that LNG carriers heading to Asia, the biggest market for LNG, doesn't need to pass through the oft-constrained Panama Canal or sail around Africa's Cape of Good Hope. Direct access to the Pacific is also a major driver for Mexico Pacific Limited's, or MPL, planned liquefaction LNG export facility in Puerto Libertad, which is located in northwestern Mexico's Sonora state on the Gulf of California, about 125 miles south of the Mexico-Arizona border. MPL's initial plan calls for building two 4.3 thousand tons per annum liquefaction plants, with a possible third plant later, and with each demanding about 600 million cubic feet per day of natural gas. Our understanding is that MPL already holds five Memoranda of Understanding, or MOUs, for a total of 10,000 tons per annum, and that it is working toward converting those MOUs into binding SPAs. If all goes to plan, admittedly a big if in the topsy-turvy world of LNG project development, MPL would announce an FID by early 2022 and have the first liquefaction plant up and running in 2025. The Mexican LNG project we're focusing on today takes a very different tack. GFI LNG LP, which is involved in energy trading and infrastructure development, has proposed the Salina Cruz LNG project in Salina Cruz, Oaxaca, a 0.5 thousand tons per annum liquefaction plant, an LNG export terminal on the Pacific coast of southern Mexico. The plant would use Sembcorp Marine's Gravafloat technology, under which the plant will be fabricated at a shipyard and delivered to the site, where it will be anchored to the seabed. Small LNG carriers would load their cargo alongside the plant in an existing marine facility, and trucks could load LNG for local distribution via area roads. Unlike the ECA and Puerto Libertad projects, which are targeting LNG buyers in Asia, Salina Cruz LNG's targets are bunkering, transportation, mining, industrial, and other markets along Mexico's Pacific coast and customers further north and south. More specifically, GFI plans to provide LNG as bunker fuel via small LNG receiving terminals to be developed at a number of coastal cities and towns, including Manzanillo, Guaymas, Topolobampo, La Paz, Guerrero Negro, Acapulco, Lázaro Cárdenas, and Puerto Chiapas. Is also planning receiving terminals in Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Colombia, and Ecuador, and considering LNG deliveries to California ports as well. To serve the shipping sector, GFI has partnered with another, as yet unidentified U.S.-based marine fuels company. As we discussed in our Travel and Clean blog series, an increasing number of ships, container ships, bulk carriers, cruise ships, ferries, you name it, are being fueled by LNG, which can easily meet the sulfur-related requirements of IMO 2020 and which can help ship owners comply with planned IMO mandates to slash greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. In addition to bunkering, GFI expects to serve the land transportation sector in Mexico, everything from rail to trucks to buses to cars. Fuel Market LP, a subsidiary of GFI, has been working with prospective offtake transportation and other customers regarding turnkey LNG and compressed natural gas, or CNG, solutions that would be provided under long-term offtake deals. Further, we understand that a number of mining and industrial companies in parts of Mexico not served by gas pipelines have been exploring the possibility of using LNG CNG in their operations. To supply Salina Cruz LNG's liquefaction plant, GFI will require 75 million cubic feet per day of natural gas. The developer expects the gas to be delivered across the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, the narrowest part of Mexico between the Gulf of Mexico and the Pacific, via Sonangas's existing 12-inch diameter, 120 million cupic feet per day Haltepon Salina Cruz pipeline. The pipe's Haltepon end ties into the southern reaches of Mexico's gas pipeline network, while its Salina Cruz terminus currently ends about 3 miles from the Salina Cruz LNG project site. The government of Mexico has said that it plans to expand the pipeline's capacity to help bring more gas to the Pacific coast of the country's southernmost states. The natural gas itself will come from a variety of government and private entities, including Petróleos Mexicanos, Pemex, and Comisión Federal de Electricidad, or CFE. GFI is currently negotiating 10-year gas supply agreements. Mexico's Comisión Nacional de Hidrocarburos, or CNH, said the country's gas production averaged more than 3.8 BCF per day in May, with about 3.6 BCF per day coming from Pemex and the other 200 million cubic feet per day coming from other producers. CNH has estimated that Mexican gas production could top 5 BCF per day by the mid-2020s and 6 BCF per day by 2030, though that may prove to be overly optimistic. As we see it, another gas supply possibility might be receiving gas from Texas via TC Energy and IE Nova's Sur de Texas Tuxpan pipeline from Brownsville, Texas, to Tuxpan in the northern part of Mexico's Veracruz state. The only catch is that there is currently no large diameter pipeline between Tuxpan and Haltepon in southern Veracruz state, though the government of Mexico has suggested that such a line is possible. IE Nova is a subsidiary of Sempra. Under GFI's schedule, the Salina Cruz LNG project would reach FID in May 2022, followed by financial closing in the first quarter of 2023. Construction would continue into the second half of 2024, with the first LNG delivery by the end of that year. Given its relatively small size, we haven't weighed in on the prospects for GFI's project in our LNG Voyager report. If built, Salina Cruz LNG would provide several bunkering, transportation, and industrial customers on the Pacific coast of Latin America with easier access to LNG and natural gas. However, even its developers would likely acknowledge that politics and government inconsistencies still pose significant challenges to the project. Waiting for the Bus was written by Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill and appears as the first song on side one of ZZ Top's third studio album, Tres Hombres. The song segues into the next song on the record, Jesus Just Left Chicago, which has led to radio stations playing the two songs together as one piece over the years. Arden Studios engineer Terry Manning said that when he was editing the album, he realized that the two songs could come together as one song exactly as it played that way. Initially, producer Bill Ham was wary of the edit, but Gibbons and the band loved it, and that's the way the final version was placed on the LP. Personnel on the record were Billy Gibbons on guitar and lead vocals, Dusty Hill on bass and backing vocals, Frank Rube Beard on drums and percussion, and James Harmon on harmonica. Tres Hombres was recorded at Robin Hood Studios in Tyler, Texas, and Art Studios in Memphis. It was engineered by Robin Hood Bryans in Tyler, and engineered, edited, and mixed by Terry Manning in Memphis. Produced by Bill Ham, the album was released in July 1973 and went to number 8 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. It has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. One single, LaGrange, still covered by every bar band in the world, was released from the album. ZZ Top is an American blues rock band formed in Houston in 1969 by Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill, and Frank Beard. They have released 15 studio albums, 4 live albums, 7 compilation albums, and 44 singles, and have sold over 50 million records worldwide. They have won 3 MTV Video Music Awards and are members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Bluesman James Harmon, who played harmonica on Waitin' for the Bus, and Jesus Just Left Chicago, died in May 2021. Bassist and founding member Dusty Hill died earlier this week at his Texas home. We offer our sympathy and condolences to the ZZ Top family, friends, and fans. May he rest in peace.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.